So this topic got to like the old ING commercials where people were walking around with like their number. Do you remember those? A big orange number, like 2.8 million. And it was just kept running the number up. And Mike, you may disagree. I'm not sure where you stand on it, Meg, but I think in your like mid 40s, you can have a number that like, this is the number I have to get to feel like I have enough.
I see. I agree and I disagree. I think it depends on what you do and what you're going to do. So by that, I mean, if you're working for a company and you kind of can't wait to not work for that company anymore at some point, and you need to figure out how much I need to accumulate before I can call it a day and tell them I'm out. I totally get that.
I got some math problems. It's really easy.
Yeah.
But if you're somebody who is not in that situation and maybe doesn't see themselves ever not doing something that is somewhat work-related and generating some kind of income indefinitely, then it's a different situation. There's not a number there, I don't think. And also, I think if you have a pretty good or great handle on what you're going to need to spend way out into the future, which by the way is kind of by definition not possible because things change, but
sure.
if you're in that scenario, that also supports the idea that there can be kind of a number. What I don't agree with is that there's this like sigh of relief that you breathe one day when your number shows up on your computer screen or your statement.
I don't see why not. Like if you're in your 50s and you're living on $100,000, right? Your salary is that, and you and your significant other and your kids, or if it's just you, and you're getting by on $100,000. Why is it difficult to say, okay, I know what my Social Security is probably going to be, so I need to make up X amount from my money, and Megan has told me at X percentage you need this amount of money to get that number. It's pretty, and my lifestyle may change a little bit, so if I'm within 10 or 15% up or down of that number, I got to the 2 million. That's what I needed. Whew. Sigh of relief. I mean, why not?
I think it's like too black and white. I think if you're a single person or a couple, then your number of variables reduce dramatically. But I think if you're a parent and like you own a home, you own multiple properties, I just think at that age, I mean, when we meet with people who are 65 and, you know, there's a little more definition in their, I'll say, retired lifestyle, that to me feels like something we can back into from a math standpoint. But at 45 or 50, I just think there are so many unknowns. Can you do the exercise you just described? Absolutely. Can you do it, in my opinion, with any sort of like real confidence that that's going to be the number? I would say no.
Yeah, I agree. Especially, you know, you throw in kids.
Yeah.
And you think, well, there might be a scenario in which I want to or may have to help them significantly financially, or maybe want to help them start a business or do something with a not just a, you know, a wedding. I'm talking about something more significant than that. That kind of stuff is out there. It's definitely in the back of my mind. So it doesn't, that argues for me, like the number or a number is just way more vague than it would be in a more black and white situation.
Maybe I'm a little biased because we do this so often.
Yes.
That it's like, for me, okay, here's my income. Let me filter out. When I'm older, I'm probably not going to be, you know, redoing the kitchen and doing all these things that we do around the house and projects and buying new cars because we have the cash flow. I'm going to alter my lifestyle a little bit. Plus, I want to travel more. Yeah, I'm going to put in like a little buffer for extracurriculars that are unexpected, like kids. So I think, in my opinion, I feel like you can get pretty close. And a lot of times when you do that back of the napkin stuff, kind of off the top of your head, you do get pretty close. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean exact, but you get pretty darn close to the number. And obviously it's going to change as you go from 45 to 55 to 65. Sure. And it might be a moving target. But I think that's valuable. And maybe you don't. Maybe you think it's a waste of an exercise. But I think it's a valuable exercise to say, okay, under current lifestyle, what I project my lifestyle to look like and expenses to look like, because the mortgage isn't going to be here, the number's $3 million. And as soon as we get close to that, we can start maybe doing some thinking about, is it time to hang it up? And can I hang it up?
Well, I'm not saying that. I don't think it's a bad exercise. I think a lot of people wouldn't take the time to do what you're describing, right? In that, oh, I'm going to take away from because of my mortgage, but I'm going to add back because we want to travel. I'm going to include a buffer for the kids. Like
taxes are going to go down.
Right. Like I think generally that's more work for people who aren't in the financial planning space and who don't do it every day. So I don't think the exercise is worthless. I just think it needs to be more of a starting point than an ending point.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I can agree with that.